time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
And we are going to drain the swamp.
If I'm elected president, we are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. We're going to drain the swamp in Washington. It is time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country.
Ask you something, General Garland. In the letter, which you told the House of Representatives was the basis for this abusive memo targeting parents, how many incidents are cited in that memo?
I have to look back through the memo.
You don't know. How many of them were violent?
Again, the general report...
How many of them were violent? Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know. There's a reason you don't know.
He was not the commander-in-chief. A man who's so flustered by military tensions that he commits treason obviously does not have the temperance to lead an army. Milley clearly gave aid and comfort to America's principal adversary, the Chinese Communist Party. He must resign. I hope that my colleagues will recognize the need for Congress to demand his resignation.
And I don't disagree with that, and I understand how serious that is, but I also stand it's pretty serious when businesses have been shut down, people can't go to church, people can't assemble in their own homes with their friends, with their families, people can't go to a loved one's funeral, people can't get to their government, petition their representative to redress their grievances. I also understand the First Amendment's pretty darn important, and it's been a year, and I want to know when Americans will get those First Amendment liberties back.
I don't expect you today to admit that you approved of NIH funding for gain-of-function research in Wuhan, but your repeated denials have worn thin, and a majority of Americans, frankly, don't believe you. Even the NIH now admits that EcoHealth Alliance did perform experiments in Wuhan that created viruses not found in nature.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You're up with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, we just finished up the Minnesota State Fair yesterday, literally getting back in the saddle here in the studios. I wanted to let you know, if you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Now, you know, interestingly enough, speaking of the Minnesota State Fair, and there's another year under our belt, right, of opportunities that the Lord has given unto us, Luke 24:47, Mark 16:15, and the list goes on, which follows Matthew, and I'm thinking about 4:19, where he said, follow me and I'll cause you to become fishers of men. It's interesting that the last day that we were there, I'd taken the time to go walk around the Minnesota State Fair, and it was later on because I have to do the radio show, of course, and then I have to drive an hour and a half to get there, and then I get the opportunity to hang out with the people. Well, when I was there, friends, it was quite astonishing, to say the least, to see what I seen, to observe the things that I observed. Not only did they have a military police presence by the midway, you know, where they have all the rides, but what was also interesting is I know that they even had drones flying over the top of the Minnesota State Fair. And as I looked around, I noticed that there was a whole lot of people there that weren't from the United States of America, those that have come into the United States, those that have been drawn into the United States, and in many cases, probably more than not, illegally through treasonous acts of the governor, the attorney general, and others that are involved in this conspiracy against the people. That is not out there. That is not speculating, folks. It is a fact. Folks, I smelt more marijuana in the air. I told my wife and my kids, I said, I smelt so much marijuana. I said, I think I'm stoned. I was being facetious, but that's how strong it was. And I started to think to myself, what an opportunity to get to all of these people, to preach to these people, Christ crucified in him alone. And yet I didn't see anybody there outside of what we were doing there in the Minnesota State Fair. Now, what was also interesting to note is I thought to myself, young people, do you not realize all of the stuff that the governments are now doing used to be illegal? You need to ask the question why they're pulling down the fences. You need to ask the question as to why they were put up in the first place. Because a government that's big enough to give you all that you want is also big enough to go ahead and take it all away. And you also need to understand that when they begin to normalize these crimes, as I've warned 1,000 times, and I'm thinking of Ezekiel 33, the whole chapter, that they're trying to Europeanize America. It's exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it through those that are from third world countries that have now come into America. I want you to pay attention to the fact that, friends, they're not doing them a favor. They're enslaving them. What they're doing, folks, is they're creating and strengthening the slavery methods over a lawless people. Put that up against Hosea 4:6. But what was more astonishing to me was the fact that there was nobody there reaching out to these young people. And I'll tell you what, folks, they have hearts. They're the creation of the Creator. Folks, when I look at all of what was going on at the Minnesota State Fair, you know what I didn't see? I didn't see a lot of families. I seen a lot of discontented, fatherless children that were going there to find their way. But what I want you to take note of as well, line upon line, precept upon precept, is also when I was there, friends, I also noticed I also noticed much of what wasn't being said, because I'll tell you what, it wasn't the same Minnesota State Fair that I grew up under in any sense of the word. But what I did notice right away is when we were walking through these gangs, because that's exactly what they were. You have those coming from the southern border that are wearing their colors coming into America. Those are gang signs, friends. It's like the blood and the Crips. It just matters. What matters the most is what territory are you from? And then once you start throwing gang signs like that, what you're doing is you're inciting the opposition to go ahead and respond into something called gang wars. And I told my wife when we were walking through, I said, I'm telling you what's happening here right now is precipitating gang wars. And listen to me carefully. What they're creating is gang wars. And you can point the finger back at the man they call Tim Walz, the communist himself. I'm going to show you some things here in a couple minutes. And what 5.9 million people have allowed this treasonous criminal to do. Because that was a third world country when I went into that Minnesota State Fair. Now, I don't have a problem with people coming in that are here to assimilate, but that's not what they're doing here, folks. We had the Hispanic people on one side. I seen them all over. They were throwing their colors. I seen the Somalians all over the place. They were throwing their colors. I seen people that were black. I seen people that were white, all military-aged men. And I'll tell you what, there was a central area where all of these people were coming into, and that just happened to be where the police were militarized to combat what may take place there on that night. Well, when I told my wife, again, I guess I'm just that crazy conspiracist, but I told her, I said, I'm telling you what, right now there is a discernment told me right when I was walking through, I said, this is precipitating gang war. And when you look at Judges 5:8, which will answer much of what you may be questioning right now, it says that when foreign gods are within the gates, there's going to be war. Do I need to say it again? When there's foreigners, there's other gods within the gates, right? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. When you allow them to come within and not assimilate, but to come illegally and override the law of assimilation and subjecting themselves to the laws of God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to have a war. There's no question about it. Well, so about 8 o'clock, we were all finished up and we left. And then when we got up the very next morning, which just happens to be yesterday, all of a sudden, look what was posted on Alpha News. Chaos and violence mar final night of Minnesota State Fair. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you, this is all created. And you're going to get a whole lot more of this as the American people sit back and allow this to go on concerning their representatives. You know, one of the things that I was also thinking about was, and I'll get to that in just a moment here, concerning the said governor of the state. It's absolutely amazing that they allow one person to open the floodgates of those that mean to bring violence into their country. But the people settle for it, and they get exactly what they bargained for. We'll be right back.
We are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community. And I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I wanted to let you know, too, friends, that we are going to be, now that we're done with the Minnesota State Fair, we're going to be over in Oakwood Grand Hall. This will be on October 5th, 2024. If you would like to book us, now is the time to do so. We're going to be in India. If you're on the route to Indiana, I'm sorry, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, check out our schedule, folks. Now is the time to book us for up-and-coming events. We have that window available now. So I was just taking the time during the first segment to highlight the fact that the Minnesota State Fair has now become a war zone from people that have been drawn into the United States of America, namely in the Midwest, the state of Minnesota, illegally. By your said governors. Well, again, that should come as no surprise, but again, praise God for the Holy Ghost who teaches us otherwise, right? We have this, Alpha News reports as well. During state fair visit, Walls walks away when asked questions about hostages murdered by Hamas. Now, what's interesting about that is this communist, this treasonous individual, Tim Walz, is also the one that has Muslims that are a part of CARE, a terror-tied organization, at his table in the governor's office. And, of course, that right there within itself is committing the act of treason, folks. Nobody has a right to come in here and upend our Constitution and recreate a government on top of it. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's opening the door and the gates for all of these people to come in. As a matter of fact, he said that we don't have enough of those coming in from Somalia. We need 200 to 300% more, along with his criminal attorney general, Mr. Keith Ellison, again, who just happens to be from Michigan. But of course, Tim Walz is going to walk away from real questions because they're not softballs. He doesn't know what they're going to ask. He knows when he comes from the mainstream media and they're useful idiots that they're going to be softballs. That is if they're not pre-scripted, so he can go ahead and answer the questions that he's going to be asked. But when they're real questions, what does Tim Walz do? He walks away. I wanted to let you know, too, when Tim Walz appeared at the Minnesota State Fair, did you know that nobody was at his booth? But yet they wanted to convince all of you that 5.9 million people voted him in. Again, Americans, when are you going to wake up as to the measures that they're using to overthrow we as a people under God? It's through deceptive measures, period. Read John 8:44, and you'll understand perfectly. I want to go back over now to a man from China who came over into America, and he was asked what his thoughts were concerning Tim Walz, because this young man from China noticed a similarity going on between the communist revolution that took place in China and the one that's going on in the state of Minnesota right now. No joke. Check this out.
You've been in Minnesota, I know, for more than 3 decades. How would you compare Governor Walz then to other leaders? And talk about that. When you first heard Walz was picked as the vice president running mate of Democrat Kamala Harris, what went through your mind, Alan?
When I first heard the news, my first intuition told me Walz was selected for him to be.
Notice the word that he used. This kid from China that's been here for 3 decades now has enough common sense to know that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz were selected. I mean, I guess I don't understand what people don't get here when back in the 30s, Roosevelt told us that presidents are not elected by the people. They're selected by inner circles, is what he was saying. This young man happens to have enough common sense to understand just that. Oh, and that applies to all of the options that have been given by the powers that are tolerated. It's not just Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. It's the other party as well, friends, that does not constitutionally exist. Let's go on here.
Exposed. I mean, that's my first reaction, actually, because I was thinking we had so much information on Walz. I mean, the Feed My Future scandal, burning down the cities. He was delayed the deployment of National Guard. All those things, it didn't catch too much traction back in 2020 and 2022. So I feel like now we can put him on the national stage and really go back and really expose all the scandals and the lies, and also his military record as well.
He has some questionable ties to China. That seems to be no secret now. He's taken at least 30 trips to the communist country, also planned a wedding date on the same day as the Tiananmen Square massacre. Others have described Walz as a Maoist to the core, and his collection of those little red books sold at Chinese street fairs also seems a bit strange. But for someone like you, from someone with your perspective, Alan, someone who's lived in both places, in your mind, it sounds like there are similarities. What should Americans be worried about when it comes to Mao's so-called cultural revolution and what Walz has done as governor in Minnesota?
Well, here's another example, right? So during the Cultural Revolution, actually after Mao took over, there was a slogan, a Chinese slogan called, I'll speak Chinese here and then I'll translate. It's called 爹亲娘亲都不如毛主席亲, which means Mao is the most dearest to you more than your parents. So made the Cultural Revolution has a culture or a tradition that have their children to reporting on their parents. So now we have this Walz and Kamala Harris running as like America's dad or parents, right? So it's like, well, because you want them to
See, this is all pure
and
propaganda,
also,
folks. Pure propaganda.
For the whole 4 years of the Trump administration, the children reporting their parents, during COVID, reporting your neighbors to the government. I mean, to me, that's like, okay, that's a wake-up call.
Yeah, folks, I mean, this goes on and on. This young man from China that was born and raised there, at least up until the last three decades of his life, he's sending out the warning that, folks, listen, this guy is no good. He's dangerous. And then put that in contrast as to how the media is trying to sell Tim Walz. The man's a pedophile. The man has committed the act of treason. You just heard this individual talk about how he had a wedding date on the anniversary of what took place there in China concerning that massacre. I mean, Tim Walz taking pictures, photo ops with little boys wanting to be girls and signing what he called legislation. You know, the question that I have, and this is what I was thinking about when I was putting this show together and thought today, is the fact that now all these politicians, Walter Hudson, I had him on the show, Eric Lucero, had him on the show, talked to Bruce Davis, spent an hour with him. Every one of them, nice guys, no doubt, had Ben Davis on, had others on, said representatives, asking the question, when are you going to bring forth or draw forth the articles of impeachment and prosecution, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And in every single case, not a one of them answered me. Okay, so now what we have is we have people coming from China telling us what we already knew concerning Tim Walz. Telling us he's acting just like Mao Zedong. The fruit that he bears, the apple doesn't fall too far from his wicked tree, does it? Nope, the wicked fruit does not. Matthew 7, 16 through 20. So we have all of this information on Tim Walz, and then the powers that are tolerated see the damage that he has done, and I'm just tipping into the tip of the iceberg here, yet they want to promote him on a national level concerning the fruit and destruction that he has brought forth here in stealing, killing, and destroying John 10:10. They want to go ahead and promote him on a national level now. I am telling you this, and I'll tell you again, this is another level to the severity of God's judgments upon this country. And if Americans do not hold them accountable, folks, nobody will. But going back to the point that I just brought all these politicians up, it was in the beginning of June, I believe, I brought them all up. And I asked them all the same question. Where's the articles of impeachment? Why do we need people from other countries that know what Mao Zedong acted out and what he's responsible for coming into Minnesota and saying this is exactly how Tim Walz is acting, is just like Mao Zedong, and yet all these good guys on the right sit there and they do absolutely nothing about the issue? I want to tell you why that happens. It's the same reason that the people in this country allow it to happen. And why do they allow it to happen? Because they don't know the Constitution, that's why. They don't know the law. They know that's something seriously wrong within conscience, which means knowledge, with knowledge. And yet, what are they doing, folks? Hey, all of you in the state of Minnesota, and this applies to every state across the boards, I got a question for you. Where are all those good guys on the right to bring prosecution to those that are committing the act of treason against we the people in the country? I'm curious, where are they at? Okay. So are we talking about the right and the left? The right are good and the left are bad? Isn't that what we've been taught? But wait a second. The left is the fruit of the right. Because again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And furthermore, we're again ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party systems, which are set up to divide and conquer the people, Mark 3:25. So you got a good mouthful there. Wait until we get back on the other side. I'm going to finish off something that I did not get an opportunity to do yesterday because we were downloading all of that which we had at the Minnesota State Fair. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just wanted to let you know, check out what's on Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the store. The brand new book, Children of the Apostate, is out. Your orders go out the next morning. And with that said, the USPS says 3 to 5 days. We say 2 to 3 days. So with that said, friends, they go out the next day. We are quick about that. We thank you for your trust for those that have ordered us up. And with that, we also thank you for those that are keeping us out there abounding in seeking and saving that which is lost. Luke 19:10. Check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Let's get back over to this. So I just wanted to highlight some more things, and then I'm going to show you something that's quite telling. And again, it just goes and coincides with what I continuously tell the people in this country. I mean, how many times did the Lord tell the people that you're deceived? How many times did the Lord tell us not to be deceived? How many times did our forefathers tell us to beware of the party spirit between the what they call the left and the right? I mean, it's so grown now, friends. It's overgrowing. The bows are going over the wall now concerning party spirits. And just think about it. The American people have such good ears to hear and eyes to perceive, friends, that they have now a Muslim caucus. Good job, Americans. Congratulations. As if to suggest that they have a constitutional position to stand against becoming something that we are not in this country, just like the other 101 unconstitutional parties. Hey, folks, get me an attorney. Get me a lawyer. Get me the best one that you have in this country. Somebody told me the other day, I really like Mark Levin. Get him on the show. Let's just ask him constitutional elementary questions and let's see what he has to say in response to the question. Because I guarantee you it, friends, he's going to go ahead and fuel the narrative as a controlled operative that he is to continuously drive the people. Well, with that said, I just highlighted the fact that Tim Walz is a known Maoist. We have people coming from China warning us now as to who he is, and they're saying he's acting just like Mao Zedong. Well, I told you that under Barack Hussein Obama. I'm not trying to grab it or accredit myself with anything, friends. I'm just telling you, none other than criminal foreigner sodomite Barack Hussein Obama was doing the exact same thing. It just backfired because he still had older people that could identify who he really was. Now you have a younger generation coming up, and look at in the face of the facts that we have, going back to Tim Walz and Kamala Harris, isn't it interesting? And it applies to Donald Trump as well and J.D. Vance as well, friends. Both sides are this is pro wrestling at its very worst, but isn't it interesting in the face of all the facts that we have concerning the fruit that bears on their branches, the mainstream media takes it, inverts it, and casts the lie in the place of the truth, Isaiah 5:20. And the people don't pay attention. The reason I'm bringing that up is, look at this. The Kid's Guide to President Donald Trump. This is brand new. This is just came up on my site. Why, I don't know, but it's interesting how it came out. He's the kid's president, right? Just the other day, I'd highlighted the fact that Donald Trump was telling Moms for Liberty as to how parents have a parental right. Well, the question shouldn't be asked in the first place because the government doesn't have a right to your kids because the state has no children. Again, speaking constitutionally, friends, and during that time that was asked, and I brought this to your attention, I also highlighted the fact that DeVos from Michigan, or DeVos, however you want to say her name, under Donald Trump, Betsy DeVos, she was the Secretary of Education. She signed on to the global UN education agenda for the United States. This is criminal, but did the people want to listen? No. Knowing that 94% of the people in this country don't believe the media, isn't it absolutely amazing how many people are just hooking onto this marketer, friends? Donald Trump with a keep fighting bobblehead with blood on the side of his face, they're now available. You can go ahead and order up. And yes, people are buying them. Isn't that crazy? Now, if he was really shot at and his life was really at stake, do you think he'd be making merchandise from that? But I'll tell you what the politicians are doing. The politicians are making merchandise out of the boys that have been sent to their political wars. So really it comes down to making no difference or as to what Donald Trump is doing and what the politicians are doing with the blood of our boys. And yet if we had listened to Amos 4, we could see that the Lord allowed these things to happen. And he said, you still haven't returned to me. You still aren't paying attention to the word of the prophets or the apostles. Nope. Don't want to do that. We just want to keep going on and pretend like it's a game. And I'll tell you what's happening, friends, is during that time that you're pretending along with these politicians, your rights are being stripped away because you're forfeiting them through your ignorance. It's just the truth. Here's another thing. Didn't want to stop there, friends. Here's a new Trump never surrender chunks. That's what they're called. Was on the phone earlier with a morning show host, and it was interesting to note that I guess there's a gold pair of shoes out there with Trump on it with him holding his hands up in the air and never quit fighting. And I guess they're selling for thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on eBay. How can you take a guy like that seriously, friends? Oh, it doesn't stop there. I got one more for you. This all came to my emails, by the way. Just thought I wanted to go ahead and share it with you because this is what his worshipers are actually purchasing today. Acts 12:22. Okay. Look at this. A bullet going through a glass. Also pay attention to the fact that just a couple days later, he was already selling tennis shoes. And also within a week, friends, of me bringing this information, remember when they bandaged his ear up? I brought forth the information from the medical institution concerning medical professionals that said that was an absolute joke, the way that they allegedly band-aided or bandaged his ear up. And then just 2 days later, he was doing a press conference and he didn't have anything on his ear and there was no mark of anything going on, any damage concerning his ear. And then he grabbed the top of his ear and he called it the lobe. And then he was asked a question as to, wow, you really healed quick. He goes, yes, I'm a quick healer. Wow. Okay. I mean, maybe what's happening, friends, is maybe the mainstream media is now telling us the truth. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I just highlighted the corrupt fruit hanging on Tim Walz and then how the media puts a bunch of kids around him during a political op, just like any other dictator wannabe, and all the kids loving on him like that, right? That's how they sell them to the people, because you're not paying attention to what he's responsible for doing. This is how the devil works, friends. Let me go over really quick, because I need to show you how this all works. Many people, again, they don't want to pay attention to what scripture says, but if you listen to it, I'll tell you what, you'd prevent a lot of destruction in your own lives, your family's lives, and in your own country. When I go over to 2 Corinthians 11:14, what does it say? And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Okay, Lord, how does Satan transform his ministers? Also to be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, but whose end shall be according to, the Lord said, judge them according to the fruit that they bear. Okay. All right. That's fair, isn't it? Yeah, I think that's fair. Wanted to show you how this all worked too, as well. And I'm going to pull this up for you because this is really amazing to me how far these people have gone in searing their own consciences. It really is. And I'm going to pull this up right now, and I just want to rewind this really quick so you can see it for yourself. This is Anthony Fauci in 2022, and I want you to listen to this because
people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected. I got infected about 2 weeks ago. It was my third infection, and I had been vaccinated and boosted a total of 6 times.
Wow, that's crazy. Isn't that crazy? It really truly is crazy. And I'm going to show you something that's even crazier than all of that in just a moment. I want to show you this, and you guys have all seen Chris Cuomo. And by the way, we should try to get him up on the show, because if the guy's got enough internal or intestinal fortitude to actually tell the truth, well, you know what? We want him on the show. I mean, the guy's actually going back and saying, hey, listen, I made a mistake. And I want you to hear this, because this is a different cut than the last one that we had. And then I'm going to play this piece for you by Marjorie Greene. Okay. And we'll go ahead and play this for you. Here's Chris on CNN before and then after. Check this out. Oh, I'm trying to figure. Oh, there we go. Sorry.
Of course. And people telling them to.
Oh, my God.
What person? You know, you talk about, like, you know, cancel culture and who to shame. Ivermectin? A dewormer? Really?
They are shaming themselves. No one has to shame them. They're shaming themselves.
No, they need to be shamed.
Yeah.
They need to be called out and shamed,
yeah.
Brother. I am taking a, what do they call it? Like a regular dose, you know, whatever. They're trying to build up of ivermectin.
Hmm.
Ivermectin was a boogeyman early on in COVID.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't talk about it.
That was wrong. We were given bad information about
Okay, so did you just hear this guy say we couldn't talk about it? What do you mean you couldn't talk about it? Nobody told you couldn't talk about it. I want to tell you what they said when they said don't talk about it. It was all speculative. It was all requirement, which is not law. And they drove fear in the process. They wanted you to become just like them. And if you didn't, they were ostracizing you. That's what they were doing. So to suggest that you couldn't talk about it, I'm here to tell you for 3 years, that's all I did was talk about it. We don't take counsel from our fears. Christians are not called to be those that lead consensus. We are called to mold consensus with the use of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. My goodness, people, really? Have we fallen that far? And these are men. These are men saying, you know what, we couldn't talk about it. No, you didn't talk about it because you're a coward. And you didn't care enough about your neighbor. The Bible says the love of many will wax cold because of what? The workers of lawlessness. They wanted to remain in their own life, so therefore they would just comply with the tyrants in hopes that it would just go away. That's not what happened. As a matter of fact, they're selling them again, friends. And yes, believe it or not, in America, the American parents are still sending their kids into public schools. Can you believe it? Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Got a couple more videos for you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yep.
sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left set of both those pages, also before it's news.com. Final segment 281 845 4704. Final segment, 281-845-4704. I want to kick these off because I've got very little time left. And I want you to check out more information that is being divulged to the American people and people on a worldwide basis concerning COVID back in 1990. If you haven't seen this, you need to see this. And then I'm going to bring it to another video here.
The basis for Pfizer's first spike protein vaccine patent filed, are you ready for this, in 1990.
All pre-planned.
Did you hear what I just said?
All pre-planned.
1990. Operation Warp Speed? I'm sorry. Where's the warp and the speed? Pfizer, 1990, the very first spike protein vaccine for coronavirus. And that became the basis for Pfizer's first spike protein vaccine patent filed, are you ready for this?
All
in 1990.
All pre-planned. All pre-planned, just like every other crisis, friends. All pre-planned. Look what's going on over in Australia. Hey, you know what? Here, let me just stop for a moment. Bradley, are you like stuck on this? Yeah, I am. Why am I stuck on it? Because the people on a worldwide basis still haven't dealt with those that have perpetuated crimes against humanity. Are you kidding me? Look at this. Staggering. Australian government database exposes huge death toll from COVID vaccines. And folks, they're so encouraged today that when you walk into a restaurant or go through a hotel lobby, you see them pushing the agenda again. And I'm talking about just a couple days ago at the hotel, talking about how your kids need to get their shots. Right on cue. This coming from the CDC with a big smile on her face. Why? Because they think they're above the law. And well, according to what the message is from the American people, they are. They can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Absolutely. Okay, so I want to show you this. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, another one sold to the American people as a fighter for our constitutional republic. Not knowing that Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver them up. I guess people's heroes are the standard of the enemy rather than the Christ, the risen Christ. And that's why we're in trouble today. But here, I want you to see this. This is nothing but smoke and mirrors. This is another appeaser in the circle of appeasers, the American appeasers, as we call them. And I want you to pay attention to what I'm about ready to show you. This is brand new, and I just seen this. Rand Paul, by the way, is raising money still, saying that he's now caught Anthony Fauci and his crimes against humanity here in America. This has been going on for years now. No justice. None. Okay? Check out Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That's science, Mr. Fauci.
I am a scientist who uses the scientific method to gain information.
Yes. Again, or no? Yes or no?
No, that's not a yes or no answer.
Yes, it's a yes or no.
I don't think it is.
Okay, well, we'll take that as a you don't know what you represent.
Oh, I...
But this, as director of the NIH, you did sign off on these so-called scientific experiments. And as a dog lover, I want to tell you this is disgusting and evil, what you signed off on, and these experiments that happened to beagles paid for by the American taxpayer. And I want you to know Americans don't pay their taxes for animals to be tortured like this. So the type of science that you are representing, Mr. Fauci, is abhorrent. You confess that you made up the COVID rules, including 6 feet social distancing and masking of children.
I never said I made anything up.
You admitted that you made it up. You made it up as you went.
I didn't say I made it up.
So are you saying this is fake news, Mr. Fauci?
I didn't say I made anything up.
What did you say?
I said that it is not based in science and it just appeared.
But this is science. And making up guidance.
Okay, so notice what Marjorie Taylor Greene did. She used animal abuse. She didn't show a baby being dissected and their body parts being sold on the black market. She used animals. Did you know that you now live in a country not only where the enemy is shown more leniency and what they call mercy, completely backwards, Isaiah 59, but now where the compassion and mercy of the people in this country show more so to the criminals than they do the innocent when it comes to human life? It's okay to murder 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day because the government said so. But the God you say that you serve said he hates hands that shed innocent blood, but you're listening to the government rather than the one that established the government, Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20, verse 13. Notice she used an animal. Did you know that people are more offended by seeing animal abuse than they are dissected babies? Ho, ho, ho. Hey, folks, the wrath of God upon this nation is going to be something that I do not want to partake with. You can read the book of Lamentations to understand, or just to get a little understanding of what judgment looks like. Just reading those books, and I'm talking about the four chapters found in Lamentations, I am telling you right now, folks, that's not the road we want to go down, but we're going there. Because this is what you put up with. You know what's also crazy about this? She used animals instead of humans. Okay, she's just grilling. That's all she's doing, right? She's just grilling. That's what she does. But what I want you to see, friends, is did you know that Marjorie Taylor Greene, did you know that she was also one that was found as she's decrying the crimes of none other than Mr. Anthony Fauci for his crimes against animals? Did you know that she's also the one that's responsible for investing into Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca? Did you know that? Yeah. She's one of those that likes to go ahead and put on a show, because that's what this is. They're the clowns in the circus of politics. But what's interesting, and it's not just her, Ted Cruz, Senator Cotton, John Kennedy, Trey Gowdy, you know, the whole list of them. They're all American appeasers. And again, I'm still waiting for that phone call, 281-845-4704, for anybody to tell me anything different, because this is what I'm going to lay to you. Where's the justice that guards our liberties? There is none. Absolutely, there is none. In 2020, did you know that there was 13 senators and 35 U.S. said representatives holding shares of Johnson & Johnson? Did you know that? More than 15 million Americans allegedly received. Did you know that there's at least 11 senators and 34 representatives also who held shares in 2020 of another COVID vaccine manufacturer called Pfizer? Don't forget the fact that these were all going out of business, friends. Okay? They call themselves lawmakers. They held these investors in COVID-19 minded companies. Insider trading is what was going on. That's a crime as well. During the center of the pandemic relief efforts, they were all condemning them on the right, as they're called. But yet behind closed doors, what were they doing? They were actually buying stock as investors into the vaccines that were being forced on the people on a worldwide basis. Just want to let you know, this is what you're supporting. And they all fell in line with the father of the vaccine, didn't they? Now, just think about this. To reinforce efforts, not only is the father of the vaccine being ushered back into the People's White House by the media that just hates his guts, giving him all the attention that he needs to get there. Hello. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And so they are. We're not thinking, are we? No. But then he takes on a guy that's a pharmaceutical investor, an investor who's changed his name three times, named J.D. Vance. I mean, it's amazing to me how many people, again, don't believe the media, but when the media tells them something, they just go right along with it. I want to highlight this, too. It's also interesting that Marjorie Taylor Greene, a said good person from Georgia down south, who's also decried vaccine Nazis, who boasted about not getting vaccinated against COVID-19, again, reported owning stock in COVID-19 vaccine makers during the 2020, including not just Pfizer, including Johnson & Johnson, including AstraZeneca, according to a financial disclosure she submitted in August. And just think about this. The guy that's still out there raising a lot of money off the ignorance of the people that don't understand that justice guards our liberties, they're giving Rand Paul a lot of money to go ahead and put on another show with Tony Fauci. And what's interesting is his wife is going behind closed doors. And what are they doing? They're buying stock into remdesivir. That's the drug that was given where 80% of the people that took it never came out because it shut their organs down, right? So this is still very much alive and well in this country. In America, they're going to continuously do it until the people put a stop to it. And if not, they're just going to keep taking out as many people as they possibly can. Oh, and in the face of all of the grillings that Anthony Fauci has undergone, you should see the money he has made from bonuses working on the behalf of big tech or the big pharmaceutical companies as well. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.